Hello.
Oh, hi, Nathan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, but I also saw that you called in today and you had a question about the Google My Business.
Yeah, actually, you guys did a good job. You got me up and running again, and people are calling me. I'm on Google again, and
right.
I had that website, azhandymanservices.net.
Yes.
So the word's getting out now, and I'm starting to get some work, so I'm going to get you guys paid here as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, so you just need a little bit more time on the payment, right?
Yeah, just on the payment, because I didn't have no work for like 2 months. And that's why I called you guys and paid you guys to help me out. And you gave me a grace period, like an extra 2 weeks.
Yes.
So now that I'm actually getting work in, I'm getting caught up on bills. I owe a lot of money to a lot of people. So right now I'm getting work in, I'm getting paid, I'm paying things off, and you guys are next. So.
Okay. So I want to help you out a little bit. You're already at our rock bottom subscription as far as pricing, but I will apply the corporate rate, which will be for $129 monthly, that will at least save you $20 off that past due balance. And if you need
a
week or so, yeah, no problem. I'll put a note in here that we talked, and the system will try to process it once daily. So probably, you know, by next week it'll be okay. But if not, I'll follow up with you again. Okay.
Yeah, what happened is when Google took me off like that, it messed me up, and I'm behind on credit card payments, my bank, you know, everything is just messed up. But now that money's coming in, I can save it, like,
yes,
at my house, and I can pay things off with a prepaid card, you know?
Yeah, good for you.
And that's what I've been doing until I can get back on track. But I actually have a new bank with Bank of America, so I'm not using Wells Fargo no more, so I'll have to give you the new information once I get some money up in there.
Okay, so I'm going to put...
So it'll be $129 a month?
Yeah, I'm going to grandfather you into that rate moving forward. So usually you have to have 100 locations with us to get that pricing, but you're being very honest with me and explaining me the situation, so I'll do at least that for you and get it overridden. And then...
You seem to be pretty honest when things are going south.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm a person of morals and ethics. I like to think, at least. So.
people think I make a lot of money and I'm rich because I got a house and truck. I got, you know, my business and all that. And it's like, well, no, it's not like that, man. Most of that money goes to bills and I got to pay people out.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I know that there was a time in my life when I was very young that I was working with a girl that started making like a lot of money. She was a friend of mine and she started getting promotion after promotion. And pretty soon, like in my eyes, she was rich, but she was always broke. And it was because the more money she made, the more responsibilities she got. It was incredible, you know?
It takes money to make money. Sometimes I get these jobs and I got to pay out $2,000 in materials and I don't get that back until the job's done.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Very good point. So yeah, don't worry. I put a note on here that, you need a little bit of time and, you can call me when things are good and you want to update the new card. I'm at extension 777. I'll text that to you just so that you have it. And if I don't hear from
just,
you.
Just give me at the most 2 weeks. I'll probably have the money before then.
Okay.
Right now I'm on a job remodeling the house, so I'm trying to get a payment today to pay my gas bill. And then after that, I get another payment. So what I do is I split a job in like four different payments.
Okay.
I get paid as far as progress goes.
Right. That's good. I like that better than having to wait till the end, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I did that when I did my remodel. I think I paid my contractor half the money up front, and then I paid him the other half when it was finished. So it made it a little bit easier for everybody.
Normally, I do a payment down and a payment when I finish. That way I can pay my employees, and then by the end of the job, I'm broke, but then I get paid for it. So then the rest of the money's mine.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you're still waiting on the end because you use that money they paid you up front for your employees.
Exactly. Yeah. So
yeah,
right now I'm trying to finish this up, hopefully by mid next week, and then I'll get paid for that. And then I'll move to another job on the house. I'm remodeling the whole house.
Yeah.
The floors, I'm doing framing, everything. So cupboards, countertops, bathrooms,
wow.
You know, vanities. So it's a big job, so.
Yeah. I love what you do because it's very rewarding to see the progress, you know, and how beautiful you can make things by the end, you know. When you're gutting things out, it looks like it's the world's come to an end, and then all of a sudden it turns into something beautiful, you know.
Yeah, I used to get these jobs where I went to a house once, and they said they wanted me to do a little bit of drywall. I went in, all the drywall installation and the electrical and everything was out. And it was just a bare bone house. And I'm like, man, this is too much for me.
Oh, wow.
So I know people on the side that I give work to if I can't do it or it's too much for me to take on.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Fix-It and other companies out here, I'm friends with all of them. So if I can't do it, I always know somebody else that can.
So did you kind of subcontract or outsource that and get it done? You got that with just the frame? You got the whole house, the electrical and the plumbing and everything going?
I have an electrician, a masoner that does concrete and driveways, patios, things like that. I got an electrician.
Wow.
I got a guy that does drywall. You know, I got a plumber. I got a bunch of people on the side, so.
That's amazing. Good for you. That's good. That way you were able to complete it. Okay, Nathan, well, you're all good to go. I put notes in here that I will follow up with you in 2 weeks, assuming that I don't hear from you sooner. And I did text you my direct line, so you have it. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, too.
Hey, one quick question. When I take photos of before and after, I used to put it on Google, my business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way I can do that on my website at azhandymanservices.net? Because I know I'm paying you guys to manage that, but
yep.
Is there any way I can go in there and put pictures?
You can, although you won't be able to do it while the account's in a past due status. So once
okay.
Everything's up to speed within the next couple of weeks, you can either send them to photos@localsplash.com or I can send a message to my technicians to pull them off of the Google page and put them on your site. Or the fastest way, which I prefer, which I'll show you in 2 weeks when we talk, is you can go right on your dashboard and you can update the pictures there. And anything you do on the dashboard is automatically sent to the technicians and updated within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, because, yeah, I looked at the website, and the pictures look pretty good. You kind of took out my best pictures, but
okay.
I'd like people to see the really rough, bad, disgusting pictures, and then after, you know?
Yeah, like a good before. And yeah, that's really good, and I welcome that. I always tell people the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get, and that's a really good example. You know, sometimes people come on board with us and they don't want to do a thing and we just use stock photos and those programs work well. But if you have your actual photos and some really good before and afters, obviously that's going to add to your credibility and give a potential client a very comfortable feeling, you know, in working with you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you.
Yeah, if a customer sees, oh man, my house looks like crap. Oh, look at that picture and then look after. Oh, wow, it looks like a brand new room, you know?
Right. Exactly. So
yeah, I'll touch bases with you guys. You sent me your information, so I'll use your extension number and talk to you directly.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, and like I said, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up in 2 weeks. So in case it slips your mind, I'll call you at that time. But in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.